VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us today on a program that we believe is going to, it's going to contain many, many listener views on a topic today. While the November election seems so distant, the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that this election is less than 13 weeks away. 90 days from today is the November federal election. At stake in this election is the presidency of the United States. And as you know, or should know, there is a very vast chasm that stands between the candidates, their views, and the direction that they will take this nation. Keep in mind, this person is not the only one who occupies the Oval Office, but they're also the one that's going to be picking the head of every U.S. cabinet position, every U.S. agencies. Think of the Attorney General, the nation's top cop. Think of the Secretary of State. This is the one who carries out the foreign policy of the president. Think about the Secretary of Health. How are we going to address issues pertaining to pro-life versus pro-abortion? How will we treat health care? Will it be universal health care, Medicare for all? Or do we allow for private and individual health insurance coverage? We think about the Secretary of Defense, who carries out the nation's defense strategy. Secretary of Education that presents policies for our nation's education system. I mean, are we going to be private school and homeschool friendly or private school and homeschool antagonist? What will be the view on directing schools on LGBT issues, where there will be directives to schools demanding boys who identify as girls be allowed to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and participate in girls' sports teams? You see, who is president is going to have great determination in so many of these areas. You think of the Secretary of Energy and carrying out the president's energy policies. What will be our policies on coal, fossil fuels, natural gas? Are we going to advance the Green New Deal? How do we deal with what's called man-made climate change? And then Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, will this person seek to undo neighborhoods as we know them and bring about the furthering fair housing rules? And the list goes on and on through every aspect of government. Whoever's elected, their policies are going to infiltrate every U.S. agency. Now, keep in mind also that whoever is elected president is going to appoint our ambassador to the United Nations. Will we be working to advance the U.N. goals or work in opposition to them? We think also of judicial appointments, all federal circuit courts, appellate courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, which is all but certain to have a minimum of one position to be filled in the next term. We think of the nature of executive orders that are handed down from the Oval Office. That's one aspect on the ballot, but then we think also of the entire U.S. House of Representatives up for election, all 435 seats, as is one-third of the U.S. Senate up for election. Some states are electing governors and attorney generals and other officers in the state. Most states are voting on their own House or Assembly and Senate seats. There likely will be a plethora of referendum questions all across the nation. In the leadoff story that's in the current issue of WND's Whistleblower magazine, it's a magazine that's compiled by David Capellian, and he indicates this. He said, 2020 is undoubtedly the strangest and most pivotal year in modern American history. He reminds us of a quote from William Penn, who is the founder and first governor of Pennsylvania, who said, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. David writes that Americans are facing truly a do-or-die election just around the corner, one that will determine their and their children's future for decades, if not generations. And so today's Crosstalk program, as you consider this election, as you consider our nation's future, as you consider the stewardship of your vote, our question for you today is this. What is the most critical issue in this election that we determine your vote? Is it civil rights? Is it how we treat COVID? Is it the sanctity of life? Is it foreign affairs or our treatment of Israel and Middle East policies? Is your vote determined by world affairs and how those will be approached? Second Amendment issues, gun control, government control itself, the free exercise of religion and religious liberty, adherence to the Constitution? What is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. We're opening our phone lines right now to hear from across the nation today on that question, what you believe is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. As we said, there's going to be lots of public opinion on this issue here today. Listener opinion on this very issue as what you determine the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the stewardship of your vote. You are responsible for how you cast your vote and for the representation that that vote is going to have. And so our lines are available. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give a call. But friends, we'd like to hear from across the nation today as to what you believe is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. As lines are open, 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Greg in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I believe the sanctity of life is the most important issue in this election, and I believe that our president is currently supporting that better than any president in recent memory, if not ever. How any Christian cannot respect President Trump and vote for him is very concerning to me.
Okay, Greg, thank you. Thank you for your feedback. Russell in St. Mary's, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yeah, my concern is for the Bill of Rights and the undoing thereof of the Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you, Russell. Let's go next to Minnesota. We have Sharon calling. Sharon, you're on the air.
Yes, my decision would be for Trump because Jesus comes first in my life, and I want Jesus known.
Okay.
The news and everything, they never mention the name Jesus. They might say God, but it's not the same God that I worship.
Thank you, Sharon, for your call here today. Again, we're asking you what is the most critical issue that will determine your vote as it pertains to this 2020 election. William's calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. William, you're on the air.
For me, it would be honesty, overall honesty, because the truth is going to come out sooner or later, whether it's about COVID or whether it's about the economy or whatever, just overall honesty.
Okay.
And that should, and that summarizes being a Christian and everything else. Just honesty for
thank,
me. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Steve in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I think the most critical issue is the mail-in voting itself, because it's going to set precedent where all the other votes could come in the future. And it's going to, well, like your last caller said, honesty. I think it's a matter of sealing the election, and then everything is going to
okay. So, Steve, let's get back to the question. What is the most critical issue in this election that's going to determine your vote?
I would say the handling of COVID.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Jim, the most critical thing to with my vote, how they're going to earn my vote, is who's going to uphold the integrity of the Constitution and enforce the truth there by upholding our liberties, and who's going to be the one that's going to uphold the rule of law and be a straight constructionist, as I believe the founders intended. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Let's go to Courtney in Miami. You're on the air.
God bless all you saints out there. Mine is for the man that backs the church to be open. The Democrats have already said if they get in, they're going to call Christians, pass a bill to call us criminals. And also, Black Lives Matter has, if they back the Democrats, they want the churches shut. My vote is for the man that backs God and helps Israel. God bless you all.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's go to Spring Green, Wisconsin. Charlie, you're on the air.
Yeah, one thing. Thank you for taking my call. One thing I didn't hear mentioned was the Second Amendment. If you take the right away to protect yourself and fight for your rights, you have no protection and you have no rights.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. To Ashtabula, Ohio, Mary, you're on the air.
I believe that we should vote for Trump because he's trying to keep America great by keeping God in America, and that's the only way. And Christians that don't see that need to be born again so that we would be of the same mind, because, you know, that's how it is. We have to be of the same mind, and all the born-again Christians are all believing that.
Okay, thank you, Mary. We're asking you today, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Bonnie in Two Harbors, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. What's really important to me, and it was just as important in 2016, is we need a president who is going to protect and defend the United States of America. If that person does that, our borders will be closed, as President Trump said he was going to do and is working on, and we won't have a ton of things. I think once we get that done, once President Trump gets that done, he will be able to work on everything else that all of the other callers have worked on. But we need to have our borders. We need to have our country secure first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to Mick in West Dallas, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Unfortunately, it's been reduced down to the simple enjoyment of keeping our freedom. I believe our freedom is at stake in this election, and that's why we're voting for the president to hopefully he can rein in this terrorism on our streets and allow us to remain a free country.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to Rhonda in Kansas. You're on the air.
Hi. My vote in November will be determined by the candidate who will stand up for our Constitution and protect our Constitution, and most importantly, for religious freedom.
Thank you, Rhonda, for your call. Another Kansan, let's go to Fort Scott. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, we only have one option. If we don't get Trump in, our rights as Christians are going to go down the tube, so we need to vote on truth that we can still get the gospel out. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Byron in Portage, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. The one thing that we need is we either have to follow God or you're going to have to follow man and the heathens here on earth.
Okay.
There's no choice. There's either God's way or follow man.
Okay, so Byron, what is the most important issue that's going to determine your vote?
The most important issue. That's a good question.
Yep.
Just follow Trump.
Okay. That's the most important issue. Okay, thank you, Byron. That's the question of the day today. What is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk and come right back to more of your phone calls as we're giving listeners the opportunity to let your voice be heard as we consider the importance of this 2020 election 90 days away. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Noah's Ark Explorer from the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where did Noah build the ark?
Chris, we simply don't know where Noah lived nor where he built his boat. This is because the flood of Noah's day totally restructured the surface of the earth. There are no geographical remnants of that pre-flood world. Everything about that world is totally gone. Now, it is true that two of the four rivers named before the flood are the same names as today's rivers, but I suspect that Noah named these rivers like he did because they reminded him of the previous rivers. They couldn't have been the same because beneath these rivers are tens of thousands of feet of flood-deposited strata. They simply didn't exist before the flood. At least that's how I see it from a Back to Genesis perspective.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and indeed, we have a critical election that is facing us 90 days away, and that is for the November 3rd election that is going to be taking place all across this nation. And just before we get back to your calls, I believe strongly that prayer is so critical for our nation. At all times, but especially in times such as these. And I'd like you to, I'm just liking to invite you to join me as I facilitate a day of prayer coming up on Saturday, August 15th. It's going to be held at Trail Ridge Camp in southwest Wisconsin. It's going to be a special day in which we are spending significant time in prayer and for this nation and for government and for a number of other matters as well. And it's available. It's a day free of charge. We'll be taking up a free will offering to cover the noon meal, but registration is required, and that registration deadline is 1 week from today, next Wednesday. It is going to be held August 15th, Trail Ridge Camp, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. That's southwestern Wisconsin. And we'd encourage you to go to trailridge.org for more information on it. Trailridge.org. Just look under the retreats and events. You'll find the information there. Let's go back to the phone lines today as we have asked you to share with us what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. We're beginning in Kennewick, Washington, and Esther is calling. Hi, Esther. You're on the air.
Hi, Esther. Thank you. There are so many issues, but my main one would be the murder of the unborn.
Hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Esther. Ron in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Jim, great program. Listen, as a retired postal inspector, I can tell you this. The Democrats are going to steal the election with this mail-in ballot stuff. The thing is, four states, California is one of them, are all mail-in ballots.
Ron, we're going to be dealing with a mail-in ballots here in a future program, but let me ask you to our question of the day, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote?
Well, first of all, voter ID. Anybody can vote. Everybody in the cemetery votes every election.
Mm-hmm.
We need voter ID. You need a ID to get on the plane, buy a gun, and get a book out of my town library.
Okay, so voter ID.
Not to vote.
Okay, voter ID is your issue that's going to determine how you vote.
Well, otherwise, everybody votes. Everybody in the cemetery again and again.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Earl in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
You know, the Bible says, I know you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Hmm.
And anybody that kills that baby is a murderer. And if you vote Democratic, you're not a Christian, because God is going to hold you accountable for your vote. And then my key issue is abortion.
Okay,
there's
key
millions
issue.
Of babies dying every 60 million babies have died. And nobody, you know, Black Lives Matter is nothing compared to that.
Hmm. Thank you, Earl.
There's no candle to that.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye now. Lat in Ashland, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, my most critical issue is what I'm voting for is to uphold the Constitution, and then in the Constitution is a freedom of speech, because if we don't have freedom of speech, we don't have the freedom to witness and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's the most important thing I'm going to vote for. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Lat. Colleen in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. I think that all of those things that people are talking about are very important, but number one should be defeating the globalist agenda, because if that triumphs, it won't matter. We'll lose all of those things. We'll go into communism and socialism. People have got to realize that that's what it's about. And it's a spiritual war. It's good against evil. It's not necessarily any one of those things, but the people who are for this globalist agenda it's a worldwide movement. They are fiercely intent on turning America into a socialist, Marxist, communist country. So if we don't defeat that, we lose everything else.
Thank you, Colleen. Appreciate your call. Bye-bye. Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I think two things that are really important. We need a president that will uphold our Constitution and then all those freedoms fall in line, and also a president that is pro-Israel, because God promises he will bless us, that blesses Israel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. We've got Monica next in McAllen, Texas. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, of course, religious freedom is really very important, but a very close second for me is national security and border protection, because if we're being attacked and infiltrated, all of the other things pretty much are irrelevant.
Okay. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Let's go to Janet next in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. Okay. For one thing, it's Christian freedom and against all the immorality of the left. And also, there's a concern that if the left get in, that the Islam religion will be furthered. And who knows, we may lose our constitution and end up under Sharia. So I just pray to God that President Trump remains again in office. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Let's go to Jeannie in Mount Horeb, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes. What I would want is somebody that has a moral character, somebody that's trustworthy, somebody that would work hard for our country and give us the Constitution that we earned, that we've had all these years, and that would only be Trump.
Okay. Thank you for your thoughts, Jeannie. Let's go to Doug in Ringgold, Georgia. You're on the air.
He's pro-Israel, brother. Anybody's for pro-Israel, I'll bless them and bless Israel.
Thank you, Doug. Let's go to Barbara in Onalaska. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. There's so many things, but I would have to choose Israel, because whoever does not stand with Israel, they are going to have to answer to the Father. Hmm. And there is something that I think is so special, and I know it's something God gave me. Can I share it?
If it's on our topic here, Barbara.
It's General MacArthur told the Philippines he would return. And as a little girl, I waited day after day. It turned into weeks and months, a whole year, more weeks and more months, 2 years, more weeks and more months. But he promised. And one day my dad turned the radio on, and General MacArthur had returned to the Philippines. I remember it like talking to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And our precious Lord Jesus told us he's going to return.
Amen. He certainly is. Thank you, Barbara. Asking the question today, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Let's go next to Fred in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, to vote in the election, people should vote for candidates that are against the socialist, communist, and the red-green axis trying to take over the country as well as the whole world with the Islam.
Thank you, Fred. Jane in La Crosse, you're on the air.
Yes. What good is liberty and happiness if you don't have life?
Okay, so that life is the most critical issue to you.
Well, yes, and what Brandon talks about, you know, if Trump doesn't get in, everything's going to start going downhill, and everybody knows what's going to happen then.
Thank you, Jane, for your call today. Our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829, asking you the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Ken, in Indianapolis, you're on the air.
All of these issues discussed are all equally important, but I believe it boils down to two things, integrity and competency, and the only one who is that is Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let's go to Lisa in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
The most critical issue for me is biblical values.
Okay, thank you very much. We've got several open lines, 800-733-9829. Corey in Wauwatosa, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, I've been thinking about a president that just has biblical characteristics, so thinking about prayer, a president that prays and that really takes that seriously. I hear a lot from about Trump and Pence, that Pence often says Trump wants to open meetings in prayer. So any president that sticks to the Bible, sticks to a godly heritage in our country, things like that.
Thank you for your call, Corey. We've got Miriam next in Central Point, Oregon. You're on the air.
Yes, I think anyone who votes for not killing the babies, we should vote for. We want to save our children, and all these babies should not be killed. So whoever does not kill the babies, I am voting for.
Thank you, Miriam. Greg in Cambridge, Ohio, your most important issue.
Yeah, I'll stick to your question, Jim, and not try to preach a sermon. My one thing is I wouldn't vote for anybody that's for abortion. I don't care what all else they believe. That automatically disqualifies them for me.
Thank you, Greg. Bethany is next. Patterson, Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. What's critical to me is that our president would stand by Israel and uphold the Constitution, because if we don't uphold the Constitution, we will lose our religious freedom. And what needs to make America great is that we become, that we make America holy again. So that is what is most critical to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethany. Dave in Kenosha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I want everyone that's listening to consider if VCY all of a sudden was off the air. And I know sometimes there's been some technical difficulties either on your end or my phone, but I appreciate the freedom to exercise faith and religion, whether it's radio, television, a street preacher, a pastor from a pulpit. And I fear if this election goes the other way, we're going to find out, like, will the real Christians please stand up, because you're going to have to pay a price concerning persecution. So we know God's providential and sovereign. We're in his hands. We pray. We do our part. And I just pray as a veteran for our country that we could stay the course and still have the precious faith and freedoms that we have.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. The free exercise of religion. Let's see. We're going next to Danny in Lancaster, Kentucky. You're on the air.
The United States Constitution. If it goes, our country goes. God bless you.
Thank you, Danny. Pensacola, Florida. Alan, you're on the air.
Yes, I will vote for the one who supports liberty as defined in our Constitution and as specified in our Constitution. We came here, this country was started because of religious bondage, and that not religious freedom, and now they're trying to put us back into religious bondage on the left.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Sandra in Foley, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Most important thing for me in this vote coming up is who most honors our God and believes in our God and obeys his word. And there's so many issues that deal with that, abortion, standing for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, so many things, but defending Israel, these are all issues, but we have to have someone who believes in our God and who's willing to obey his word. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for your call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute with more of your calls here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network, with the listeners giving a preview of their views on the 2020 election, asking you the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Back in a minute.
Cemeteries and mausoleums are evidence of the sad reality of death, and that each of us has a divine appointment with death. According to surveys, Americans overwhelmingly believe that heaven exists and believe that most are going there. A small number believes that hell exists, with only 0.5% believing they will go there when they die. What if those who do not believe in hell die one day and find they made a tragic and eternal mistake? In the book, Hell is for Real, author Gary Fraser discusses the separation, the suffering, and the sorrow of hell, along with future events that will unfold. There is much information given by movies, television, psychics, and even by many religious circles. Gary presents scriptural truth on this important topic. VCY is making available the book, Hell is for Real, as our way of saying thank you for your support of $15 or more. Two copies for a donation of $25. Just ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and with the election 90 days away, and friends, I trust you're thinking about this election with earnestness and that you are praying with earnestness regarding this election. 90 days from now, less than 13 weeks away, and asking you today, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? We're going back to the state of Michigan, and William is calling. William, you're on the air.
Well, it would seem, Jim, that it's down to pretty simple. You're either going to vote Republican or you're going to vote Democrat because the platforms are laid out and there is one side or there is the other. They've made that pretty clear. So it's unfortunate that you can't vote for an individual.
So, William, let's go back to the question. What's the issue that's going to determine your vote?
Well, the issue that's going to determine the vote is... we have a constitution that was put into place for the people, and that right there is going to have to drive what folks are going to do as far as anything beyond that, because it covers the lives that we live.
Okay. Thank you, William. Let's go to Jackie in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Most important thing to me is religious freedom. We have to have the right to pray and to assemble as men and women of God, and anyone that vote Democrat has lost their way and need to repent. That's my belief, and that's where I vote.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Mark in Adams, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes, there's so many good ones today, but looking for a man that's primary role of government is stated in Romans 13 is to restrain evil and praise the good. Now, I know good and evil has been inverted or convoluted, but hopefully this man will open himself up to Christian worldview and listen to a cabinet that might be Christian worldview. So law and order to let society, civilization go on.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you sharing that. Mike is next in Glen, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yeah. My issue is the spiritual barometer of this country. A vote for the Democrats is going to be a vote for the Antichrist. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of ignorant people out there.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Elaine in Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. The most important issue for me is, well, there's a couple, but Israel, how our president has respected Israel. We've never had a president that's backed Israel more than President Trump, I don't think. And sanctity of life is another one. I appreciate so much that the measures that President Trump has signed into order. And the other thing is the reopening of this country and getting rid of this COVID-19 thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Jim, my vote will be going for the man that wants to restore America and not the party that wants to destroy America. Thank you.
Thank you, Merle. Helen in Crestview, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, my vote is against socialism, and for religious liberty and freedom, for, you know, the Christians to worship and for us to, you know, to get the word out there and witness and, you know, get our side of the story and not be hushed.
Thank you, Helen. Let's go to Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, taking my call. And I think America's on the auction block this November. We've probably got only one chance to get four more years of America, or they've got one chance to take America from the people that worked hard to raise this country up. These are a greedy bunch, and they want the wealth. But I don't know how anyone that names the name of Christ could not vote for Trump unless they just don't keep up with what's going on. But thank God for our president, most transparent president I've seen in my 66-year lifetime, and thank you, Jim, for taking my call.
Thank you, Eddie. Edward in Watertown, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I would say the one thing that would probably give us pretty much everything else if everybody followed it would be going with the right interpretive principles. For example, the judges who said the Constitution meant what they said it meant, those people should have been removed and possibly hung. If the people go by the historical meaning of the documents and follow them, everything else follows.
Okay.
So that's what I go for.
Thank you, Edward. Gene in Michigan, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My thing is prayer. Pray for our leaders and our government and for our churches. That's my freedom thing.
Okay, so free exercise of religion.
That's right.
Thank you for your call. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. What is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Ann in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm voting for Trump because God is holding him up, and he's a praying president, and Pence is behind him, and he's not afraid to express it. And what Trump needs, and the government, is our prayers. He needs strength and our support, most of all. And we should be blessed to have him there.
Thank you, Ann, for your thoughts. Let's go to Kevin next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I know there's a lot of issues in the nation. I'm praying that we'll get a true Christian president that will lead and convert this nation into a true Christian nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what you're praying for. What will determine your vote, Kevin?
Christian morals.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Montello, Wisconsin. Maureen, you're on the air.
Hi. My main deciding factor will be protection of the Constitution, protection of the Bill of Rights, protection of religious freedom. This was really decided for me this past Sunday when our pastor read Evers' edict for our service, and then he said something that really, really brought me concern about there should be a joining of church and state to defeat COVID, and that just really, really scared me, because if church and state join together, that will take away religious freedom, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. It certainly would.
So yeah, that'll be my deciding vote. Mm.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, bye.
Peter in Cambridge, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yeah, the biggest issue for me, I would say, would be Supreme Court justices, as well as really the judges across the land, that we would have good Christian and conservative judges in there. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. Jimmy in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, I pray that this Equality Act does not pass. That's my biggest concern, and for abortion. That's mm-hmm. all I have to say. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jimmy. Janet in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and thank you for letting me give my opinion. I believe that Trump's going to get in, and I want to say that the most important thing is for our president to have the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and doing the best. No man's going to be perfect, but to have the, you know, the heart of God to lead this country. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. The question today, that what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Let's go to Larry in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm with Trump because he got our military back where it should be strong to protect us. And he's got jobs back to this country, people off of unemployment, and good welfare. So Trump's my vote.
Okay, thank you, Larry. And our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Muskegon, Michigan. Joyce, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. My biggest concern and reason I'm voting for Trump is for freedom of our faith to be able to worship the Lord in without fear and trembling, and to be able to have to save our Bibles, our scriptures, and so many other things too, and protection of our country against all the illegals, but mostly our protection of our faith in the Lord Jesus, and to not fear to worship Him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joyce. Diana in Gilbert, Arizona, you're on the air.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. For me, it's definitely prayer and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Diana. The most important issue that will determine your vote. Let's go to Wayne in Mississippi. You're on the air.
My biggest concern is that we remain a Christian nation,
that we don't become communists, and we need to stand up and pray for our president. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Gary in Houghton, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd say many evangelicals are against Trump, and we're all flawed sinners, so law and order is really the issue, so they need to put their pride away and at least vote for the GOP platform, because we'll suffer the consequences if that isn't the case.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Bruce in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bruce.
I think it's clear if people who are Christians have to know the sanctity of life, all of these babies that are being murdered, it's time that we quit sanitizing the word of murder with the word abortion. And anyone who is, I'm trying to be nice about this as best I can, we need to quit sanitizing it. It is murder. And murder is illegal in this country, period.
Okay.
But the people who murder babies, I can tell you how you're going to stop this. If you stop arresting people for murdering children, God's children, not ours, they're borrowed to us from Him.
Okay.
When you start prosecuting people for murdering babies, you will see the rate of the murders go down drastically. And Christians, you got to stand up, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Got your topic here. Elizabeth in Jackson, Mississippi, you're on the air.
Yes, the most important issue is the children of America, because they are the future leaders. And to stop, you know, having their minds poisoned with gender confusion and LGBTQ and all this stuff. And they need to be taught that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the only way to get to heaven. And the children need to just be taught to stay away from atheists and agnostics and all this other stuff that is not the truth.
Okay. Thank you.
The children.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And again, the question, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Dave, in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Great show. I think and I certainly do believe that how an individual and how a nation deals with Israel, and there is no doubt that this president, President Trump, has dealt with Israel the greatest way, at least in my 63 years of life. And I believe how I will bless those who bless Israel. And I believe that from that blessing and how we deal with Israel as a nation and as a people, all these other great issues of abortion and religious freedom, God will take care of. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and yes, we'll be taking your calls during the final segment today as we hear a cross-section of the nation responding to this issue today, the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote. Folks, we're 90 days away. Are you praying? Are you in prayer for this upcoming election, less than 13 weeks away? If not, how about starting today? Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. In 1958, there was a very historic book written that all of you should read. You'll find it for free online. It's called Color, Communism, and Common Sense. It was written by Johnson Manning, someone I have written and spoken about for many years. He was at one time a very high-ranking official within the Communist Party of America. As a black American, he details how, beginning at least in 1934, Moscow began to try to take over the black churches of America and use them for agitation, for race war, division, and chaos. My friends, you can see what his warnings were all about and how many of the things he warned about, well, they're coming true in 2020. What's really startling is that the tactics that were used to take over the black churches in America by the communists have been largely used to take over the white Protestant denominations in America.
And the lines have been packed today on the broadcast. Every time you hear somebody hang up, that's another line that becomes available. Today we're just presenting a preview, that is, of listeners' views on the 2020 election, asking you to respond to the question, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? Karen, in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi. I think the most two important things for me are a president who does not favor abortion and a president who is not a globalist. Okay. And I would suggest that we fast as well as pray for our nation.
Thank you, Karen. And let's go to Renya in North Branch, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Thank you. I would say for a man who stands, who loves America, holds up the Constitution, and gives us religious freedom, stands against socialism, communism, one world organization, and the United Nations. Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. Let's go to Peggy next in Milwaukee. Peggy, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
God's issues versus mine or man's issues are the most important in any election. Last night, Saturday, and next Tuesday are just as important as November. So I look to what God says, and he says in his Ten Commandments, do not kill. If any candidate or party platform endorses killing by way of abortion or euthanasia, then I will not vote for that person or party. So that's my deciding factor.
Thank you, Peggy. Jason is next in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. My two issues are deficit spending as well as abortion. Under Trump, we've seen the first increase in year-over-year abortion in 20 years, as well as he's doubled the deficit since Obama's taken office. So my vote's for Biden.
Thank you, Jason, for your thoughts. Judy in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, I'd vote for one that's fighting for the unborn and who believes in the Constitution.
Thank you, Judy. Dorothy in Vernon County, Missouri, you're on the air.
Who did you say?
That's you, Dorothy. Go ahead.
I am of the World War II generation. I'm in my 90s, and I've never seen any election with all this garbage they're putting out. And all I can say, if Biden gets in, God help us.
And what's determining your vote, Dorothy?
His outlook on the things for our country.
Okay.
And it saddens me that I've seen so many, many boys killed in World War II.
Hmm. Thank you, Dorothy, for your call today. Our number, 800-733-9829, Edna in Edinburgh, Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would vote for Mr. Trump. President Trump still, because of my issue is religious freedom and the Judeo-Christian heritage to be maintained.
Okay. Thank you, Edna. Let's go next to Judy in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. My issue is freedom, especially freedom of speech.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, and wow, I've got open phone lines right now. One more opportunity to get in, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Our previous caller here, a few callers back, seems to think that that abortion is going to go down under Joe Biden. And perhaps you have thoughts on that issue. 800-733-9829, what is the most critical issue in this election that will determine your vote? As we consider the election coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and certainly the matters that are weighing very heavily upon the nation, and the important aspect of prayer. We're going right back to the phone lines here for these final few moments. Don in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
All of the issues that have been mentioned can be dealt with in a victorious manner under the Constitution of the United States. The most important issue, in my opinion, is that the United States of America remain a constitutional republic. It is also the most important political issue on the planet for every other country.
Thank you, Don. Joyce in Olney, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, all of these issues mentioned are very critical.
but I believe that if President Trump is voted in as president again, he will address these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Anne in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, everything that's good and right for our country and prayer for our president. We've got to get him back in. Surely the rapture is just over the horizon. And God have mercy on us. We can't afford to lose our freedom and our Constitution, everything that's good. We've got to get President Trump back in here and pray for his safety.
Thank you for your call here today. The most important issue that will determine your vote. Catherine in Kentucky, you're on the air.
I'm voting for Trump because I believe God put him in there so he would give us some relief in this world, and he don't believe in killing our babies, and we want freedom of religion.
Okay.
And if we vote the other way, we will destroy ourselves because we'll be under a dictator, I believe.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Dot in Kennewick, Washington. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Number one priority, freedom of religion. We have to be able and have the freedom to believe in God and to practice our religion. Number two, our Constitution.
Okay. Thank you, Dot. Let's go to Eugenia in Arizona. You're on the air.
To have an honest man in the White House.
Okay. Thank you for your thoughts. And our final call from Mobile, Alabama. And Herbert, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm voting for the one who can get us out of this horrible pandemic the fastest and the most sensible. And I'm also voting for the one who not only believes in life in the womb, but life outside of the womb, preserving life outside of the womb.
Okay. Thank you, Herbert. We are out of time here today on the broadcast. Thank you for that very strong cross-section of views from across the country here and crisscross this nation here. Would like to just remind you, as Scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We're also reminded in Scripture that it's righteousness that exalteth a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. A reminder to be praying for this election day by day. We'll be having a special program coming up in the near future on that very topic as well. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.